This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Luis Gomez. Date of birth, September the 29th, 1963. Case ID number is 242-8698. Date of exam, March the 14th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from pulmonary function test dated 9/15/2022 and Ortiz Medical Complex dated 6/2/2022. Identifying information, this is a 59-year-old divorced male with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of lumbar sacral back pain, bronchitis, and hyperlipidemia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in January 2021, where he used to work as a heavy equipment operator for 2 years. Before that time, he worked in the oil fields for 15 years. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house by himself and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations, number one, lumbar sacral back pain with degenerative disc disease, number two, bronchitis, and number three, hyperlipidemia. History of allegations, number one, lumbar sacral back pain with degenerative disc disease. The claimant states that in 2020, he fell off a tractor and injured his lumbar sacral back area. He also states that before that time, he had been pulling cattails from a pond and injured his lumbar sacral back as well. He states the character of the pain is a tingling, stabbing, weakness pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which radiates down his right leg. No surgeries have been performed. He was diagnosed with a bulging disc at L4-L5 and L5-S1, along with a herniated disc of the L2-L3 area and the L3-L4 area, which radiated toward the left side. He was also diagnosed with stenosis with neurological claudication. No surgeries have been performed or injections given for his condition. His limitations include being able to walk 50 feet, stand for 30 minutes, sit for 2 hours, lift approximately 10 pounds above his head, and bend over to pick up clothes. He does have an assistive device, which is a cane, that he uses most of the time. His physician is Dr. J. M. Lozano. His daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing lighthouse work, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and walking around the house. As noted earlier, his physician is Dr. Lozano, and he did see a chiropractor in the 1990s, and he received 10 sessions of physical therapy. At the present time, he's on no medication for pain. And it states that he tolerates the pain as much as he can. He was diagnosed with bulging disc of the L4-L5, L5-S1, and herniated disc of the L2-L3, L3-L4, which deviated to the left side. He was also diagnosed with stenosis, which included neurological claudication. At the present time, the claimant has lumbar sacral back pain with degenerative disc disease and right-sided radiculitis. His condition is stable. Allegation number two, bronchitis. The claimant states that in 2022, he was diagnosed with pneumonia and bronchitis and states that he has lost approximately 30 pounds. He denies any problems with emphysema, asthma, cardiac problems or allergies. He states his shortness of breath is precipitated by walking 50 feet, climbing one flight of stairs, talking, resting, and seasonal changes. The claimant does admit to drinking, to smoking 1.5 to 3 packs of cigarettes per day and has done so for 50 years. He has not been to the emergency room but was hospitalized in March of 2020 for 9 days secondary to pneumonia. He did not have COVID-19. The claimant has not been intubated and is presently on albuterol 0.083%. 2 puffs PRN is needed. And the claimant did have pulmonary function tests performed on September the 15th, 2022, which were normal. He was diagnosed with chronic bronchitis / chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 3, hyperlipidemia. The claimant states that in 2021, he was told that his cholesterol level was very high. He denies having any in-organ damage, such as cerebral vascular accident or myocardial infarction, and his blood cholesterol levels have not been checked in a long time. He is presently taking no medications for this condition. Family history: his father died at the age of 78 from lung cancer. His mother died at the age of 76 from a myocardial infarction. Medications: albuterol nebulizer, 0.083%. PRN is needed. Medical problems: bronchitis / pneumonia, lumbar sacral spine disease with herniated disc times 2 and bulging disc times 3, hyperlipidemia, Major surgeries, none. Tobacco: the claimant has a history of smoking 1.5 to 3 packs of cigarettes per day for 50 years. Alcohol: the claimant states that he drinks socially on the weekends. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 90.5 Fahrenheit. Weight: 156 pounds. Height: 5 feet, 6 3/4 inches. BP: 177 over 92 mmHg. Heart rate: 70 beats per minute. Respiration: 15 respirations per minute. BMI: 25. The claimant was notified of his borderline high blood pressure reading. General: this is a ...59-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to after the fourth sentence? The claimant had poor dentition and was missing multiple teeth. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. And confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/100. And pinhole is 20/100. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. The claimant does have reading glasses that he uses that are not prescribed. Could you please drop down to the neck? No thyromegaly, thyroid nodule, or lymphadenopathy or mass is appreciated with palpation. The claimant has laryngitis and is hoarse, which is a chronic condition secondary to a polyp on his larynx. Could you drop down to lungs? The lungs were not clear to auscultation and percussion bilaterally. The claimant has scattered bronchi and a few wheezes. No thoracic abnormalities were noted on the ribcage. Could you please drop down to skin? No lesions were appreciated over the body. However, the claimant did have multiple tattoos. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, steady, but symmetric. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which is a cane that he uses for support. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal. The Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lumbar sacral back area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is a normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremity. However, the claimant does appear to have some mild weakness of the right lower extremity, secondary to radiculopathy. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal in the sitting position. However, in the supine position, it was 30 degrees on the right side and 80 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the right side. There is normal range of motion, but decreased strength of the right knee. And flexion was at 150 degrees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own, but with moderate difficulty. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had also moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he presented with a cane, but states he does not use it when he's at home, only when he requires it. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5. Bilaterally, cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal, except for the right lower extremity, where it appeared to be slightly decreased. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms noted. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas, except for the right lower extremity, where it was plus 4 over 5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine. There is straightening of the lumbar lordosis, which may be due to patient positioning or muscle spasms, period. Moderate lumbar spondylosis, period. No L-spine fracture. functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the lumbar sacral back area, where he does appear to have some stenosis and some pain. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment. Secondary to lumbar sacral back pain with right-sided radiculitis and spondylosis. Probable diagnoses: number one, lumbar sacral back pain with degenerative disc disease and spondylosis. The claimant also has a history of some bulging discs of the lumbar sacral spine times 3 and herniated discs of the lumbar sacral spine times 2, which has not been surgically corrected, along with stenosis and a history of neurological claudication, which appears to be stable at this time. Number 2, bronchitis dash chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, secondary to heavy smoking. Stable at this time, pulmonary function tests were normal. Number 3, hyperlipidemia, not being treated at this time. The claimant does not recall what his cholesterol levels were, but he appears to be doing fairly well and it has had no in-organ damage. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Luis Gomez.